Bradder's no-nonsense hits, only on Vitalize Radio, the voice of Torvain.
We have two lovely people on the show today. You may know them locally. We have Colin Wilmot and Barry Parham, who are part of Griffithstown Harriers. Welcome to the show, both.
Thanks for the invitation. Thank you.
No problem at all. How are you both?
Yeah, very good.
Good, thank you. Fine.
Yeah. So you're both part of the local running group, Griffithstown Harriers. So what are your roles within the club?
I'm just a member at the moment. I've been sort of on the committee in the club in the past, but not anymore.
So I'm the club captain and vice chairman of the club. So as club captain, I organise the training schedule each month and plan all the training for the club.
So for our listeners that aren't familiar with the running club, this one's for Barry. How was it formed? Because I know you've been there for quite a while.
Yes, going back 40 years. I first became aware of the club through a notice that was put up in the local news agents in Griffithstown, you know, saying about the forming of the club and saying there was a meeting going on in the Hanbury Hotel. So I went along to the inaugural meeting and joined up there and then. But the club was set up by four people originally, four friends, Les Morgan Hayes, who managed the local news agents, a guy Eddie Parnell, Steve Linney and Paul Geffen. They were the four guys who set it up. And it started off on, I think it was the 15th of August in 1983. So that's the meeting was in the Hanbury Hotel. I went along there with a load of other people and signed up. And then we started running from the greengrocer shop in Griffithstown. You know, we go along there in the evenings and leave our kit there and change and go for a run and come back and pick our stuff up. And the club went from there, really, you know. Back then, we hardly saw any ladies running, but now, which is brilliant, there's loads and loads of girls running now. We see more women sometimes than men in the club, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so it really was Griffithstown Harriers. It was properly formed in Griffithstown, even though you run in Cwmbran now.
It was formed in Griffithstown. I think we ran from Griff for a while, then we moved down to what used to be Cwmbran Squash Club, ran there for a while, then we moved up to Pontypool Leisure Centre and ran there for a while, then back down to the Squash Club, which had changed its name then and became the Oasis. And from there we went to the Olive Tree, where we run from at the moment.
Colin, as well, I know Barry mentioned it, but how did you become part of the team?
So I got into running in my early 50s and gradually built up to running a marathon. I went to Dublin and did a marathon with a friend of mine, and we decided, having completed it, that we probably didn't do the best training for it, and it would be good to join a running club to improve our training. Griffithstown Harriers was one that we knew of as a friendly local club. And so joined them, must be getting on for 14 years ago now.
Oh, wow. So, Colin, why did you want to become men's captain then?
I think I've just so enthusiastic about my running. I like organising the training and enjoy training the others, giving them a bit of variety to the training. And I think hopefully my enthusiasm rubs off on the other members of the club. I've been captain now for probably 6 or 7 years, and I really enjoy the role.
Well, I'm sure it does, and I'm sure the other runners love you for it. Barry, what sort of events do the club get involved in then?
Heavily involved with the park runs, the 5Ks, and people do a lot of those, not just in Cwmbran, but all around the country, really, moving to different places to try them out. And they call them park run tourists. We got one or two of it in the club who are keen tourists, go into different areas and venues to do the 5Ks. But then there's a lot of 10K races in the area, half marathons, and even marathons. Some people are keen on those. And we even got some people these days who do ultra marathons, you know, talking of long distance events, 30 miles plus. And I think there's one coming up shortly up in the Brecon Deacons, and some of the lads are doing quite demanding. Yeah. So it's quite a quite a varied spectrum of events, really, that the club participate in.
So, Colin, do the club host any of their own running events at all?
Yeah, we do. We're also part of the Gwent Leisure Centre League, which is five cross-country races and five road races per year. And we host one from the Olive Tree. In fact, it's taking place a week tomorrow, our club race. But we also hold races at Saulbrook. So we have a winter race, which we call the Saulbrook Slog, which is part road and part off-road, bus fields through streams and down muddy gullies and what have you, which is good fun for those that like that sort of thing. Next month, we've got our Saulbrook Tough 10K race, which is a similar route, but stays on the road this time. Around the Landeford Reservoir area. So that's how we do races. We also have a fun run on Boxing Morning, where we raise money for charity. A fancy dress run, which we always get a good tournament for. It's always a bit of fun on Boxing Morning.
Yes, definitely. And when you say slog, is that a rough, like proper going into the streams?
Definitely, yeah. We usually hold it in January, February, and the streams can be quite hard that time of year, so you can be wading knee-deep across the stream to get out the other side. So, yeah, it's good fun.
A real unique experience to run in then, definitely.
Yeah, some people say it's their favourite run of the year.
Yes. Is it all running or are there social events during the year as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely social events. We the first Thursday of the month is always what we call Chippy Thursday. So we go for a run and then we go back to the Olive Tree afterwards and we have some chip buddies and a beer or whatever beer, whatever drink people prefer. But Barry mentioned that we've been going for 40 years come August. So we're about to announce that we're having an event to celebrate our 40th anniversary. So we're hoping to have dinner in September to celebrate our 40th anniversary.
That'll be really interesting to see how you celebrate the special occasion. So Barry, you've been a member for 40 years, as I said earlier. You probably know better than anyone, what are the benefits of joining Griffithstown Harriers?
Well, like Colin said earlier, it's a good friendly club and we socialise a fair bit and support each other through the running and go to events together and generally have a good time. And
yeah, fair enough. So, as I know, both of you are excellent runners, but do you have to be a good runner to join the club?
No, not. I mean, depends what you call good. I mean, we encourage anybody to come along and join us. It's not for everybody, you know, but we always say, come and give us a try. And, you know, most people enjoy it.
Well, this is a question for both of you, actually. Has there been a highlight to your running career?
From my point of view, yes, I got selected for the Welsh Vets team across country last season. In my age group, obviously over 75, but that was certainly the highlight of my career, being an international athlete, so to speak.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's definitely something to be proud of then. And what about you, Colin?
Well, similarly, I've just been selected to run for Wales in the British Marathon Championships in Chester in October. So, I'm really excited about that.
Yes, definitely. So you should both be very proud then. Another big part of the community is the Park Run, which takes place in Cambran. Not only Cambran, but obviously that's the local one in our area. We also have Pontypool as well. For Colin, for those that don't know, what is Park Run?
So Park Run is a free 5K run that takes place at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. And there are park runs well, across the UK and across the world now. It's really taken off. So it's something that anybody can enter to run, jog, walk, or help by volunteering.
So are you a volunteer as well? Do you volunteer there?
Yes, I'm the event director. So I'm one of the core team that helps to organise the event every week at Cwmbran. So we have volunteers who do the timekeeping, scan barcodes, marshal the course, various roles. Yes, so I have been there since the start of Cwmbran Park Run. It was our 7th birthday last week, in fact.
Oh, great. Barry, do you volunteer at Park Run as well?
Yeah, I volunteer occasionally, not as much as Colin, but I try to do some volunteering as often as I can. Yeah, it's a great event and I enjoy volunteering. I enjoy running as well. Dual experience is a good thing. You know, you meet other people, socialise. It's a good event.
Yeah, well, you just answered one of my questions. I was going to say, what do you enjoy about Parkrun? And I'll have to ask Colin as well. What do you enjoy about Parkrun and what do you enjoy about volunteering?
It's not as serious, you know, when you enter a race. It's more fun. And I think the camaraderie, I've made lots of new friends through Parkrun. And it doesn't matter how fast you run or how slow you walk. We're there for everybody. And I think everybody that does it just, you know, it's a really good thing to do on a Saturday morning. It's you know, good for your health and good for your mental health as well.
Yeah. So I think you covered it earlier a little bit, but what volunteer roles are available at Parkrun?
Yes. So we need to marshal the course so that people don't get lost or, you know, if they get injured or are unwell, there are plenty of marshals out on the course to make sure everybody can complete the course safely. We have a tail walker who stays at the back to make sure that that nobody gets left behind. We have a couple of people called park walkers who stay near the back and look after those that are going more slowly at the back. Once a month, we have what we call pacer week. So we have runners who will run at a particular pace, for example, 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And it's an opportunity for people to perhaps run at those who are not as experienced to run at a steady pace and be able to break their personal best. Then we have at the end of the course, we have timekeepers and barcode scanners and a funnel manager who keeps people in order in the finish funnel. So yeah, there's lots of volunteer roles that are available, and people really enjoy the volunteering side of it as well, giving a shout out to the runners as they're going past, and yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a great thing to get involved with. So how can people get involved with their local park run then?
Well, the easiest thing to do is go online and find parkrun.uk and just register. You get a barcode, and that barcode would allow you to take part in park run anywhere across the world.
Oh, wow. So if someone wanted to do a park run, then maybe say in Cwmbran, where would they meet?
So in Cwmbran, we meet at the Olive Tree, which is in the North Fields, Cwmbran. As I say, we meet there for about 8:45. The run starts at 9, and we do a briefing for everybody just before then. I mean, personally, if I'm running, I like to get there a bit earlier and have a good warm up, but that's up to the individuals.
Another question for you both then. If there was a young person out there wanting to become an athlete or a runner, what advice would you give them?
Well, I'd say firstly, join a club and get some coaching and advice, really, and camaraderie and friendship.
Yeah, I agree with Barry, really. It's so much easier running a group and to turn up to a training session that's already been planned by experienced coaches that will bring you on. At Griffithstown, we train every Tuesday and Thursday, and then we have a long run on a Sunday morning that is less formal. People tend to go off in smaller groups, but doing two sessions and then perhaps park run and a long run on a Sunday will really improve your running.
Yeah, well, I know there's quite a few people in the local community that I know of that have joined Griffithstown Harriers, and they've made friends with people, and then they go to the get-togethers and the running clubs and everything like that, and they just really enjoy it, really uplifts their mood.
Yeah, I mean, from my point of view, I've loved every minute of being part of the club, and we've had quite a few new members over the last year or two, and people regularly say to me, we really love being involved with the club. It's such a friendly club, and they enjoy the variety of the training, and they feel that their running has improved as a result of it.
Well, if you want to get involved with Cwmbran Park Run, you know what to do. As Colin said, just go to the North Fields in Cwmbran Saturday morning at 8:45 a.m. and you can get involved. The run starts at 9 a.m. You can run, walk or jog, and make sure you bring your barcode as well. Barry, how can people get involved with Griffithstown Harriers?
I think we've got a website which people could pick up on, or just come along to the club on a Tuesday or a Thursday. We meet at 6:30, so if somebody's interested in coming along, just come along for about 6:15. Make yourself known. You don't have to join the club immediately. You can just come along for a few sessions and see how you like it. And if you like it, which I'm sure people will, then they could join formally.
Great. Well, Colin, Barry, thank you so much for coming on the show. We hope to have you on again, and I wish you and Griffithstown Harriers every success in the future. So thank you.
Thank you very much, guys.
Bradder's No Nonsense Hits.